Evil people hate the good. Wicked people hate righteous people. They don't like righteous people. They don't like people that are preaching the word of God because it reproves them. Despisers of those that are good. They despise the good. And when they see somebody that's not like them, that's better than them, when you're living a righteous and godly life, you're better. God is more pleased with you than he is with some heathen, some reprobate, some wicked, ungodly sinner who scoffs at the things of God. The wicked, when they see the good, they despise them. They can't just let it go. No, they despise them and they have to actually take counsel against them. They have to conspire on how to destroy them. And notice how they went about it with Stephen. We're going to suborn these guys. We're going to set up these false witnesses. We're going to stir up this group of people because truth cannot be resisted outright because the truth cannot be fought because it's the truth. So when wicked people come up against the truth, they have to start scheming how to make the good look bad and drag them down and get rid of them. And it's the same playbook that the devil's been using forever. And he's still using it today.